normal, but if it doesn't, you're going to have more individuals out there protecting themselves. And I could see that right now. I mean, there's a lot of places that I go right now where you never used to see people carry firearms. Now they're carrying a firearm.
Yeah.
Some concealed, some not concealed. So, you know, it's all about, you know, protecting your property, protecting your family, and protecting what belongs to you.
Hey, Tommy, we'll continue the countdown to Allegiant Stadium. Thanks so much, my friend. Good to have you back, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Definitely, Kevin. Have a safe weekend. Everybody stay safe.
Thank you, man. Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager there, joining us as he does every Tuesday. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll talk about what lies ahead for the president and for candidates trying to make this a red state again. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At a 431, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're seeing some heavy volumes in a couple of areas on Interstate 15, south at Sahara, northbound at Spring Mountain. Those lane restrictions continue eastern at the 215. That is causing some congestion right about this time, morning and afternoon drives. You'll tap the brakes there on the Beltway 215 west at Green Valley, east 215 at Windmill. And look out for some shoulder activity. Still there, US 95 northbound at Ann Road. It's very close to the right lane. And construction on Boulder, that is between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders rookies reporting to training camp in Henderson. The NFL and the NFL players are still working through all the details of what training camp is going to look like and what the preseason may or may not look like, but the rookie class reporting to take coronavirus test. Now, what's going to happen, there's a bit of a tweak. Initially, you are going to have to pass two tests that could be administered one day after another, but now there needs to be 72 hours between tests, so the Raiders rookies will take their test, wait a few days, and then take another test, and if those come back positive, they can get out on the field. The NFL and the NFL Players Association also inching toward an agreement that would include no preseason games. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It's time for some straight talk. Here's a wireless equation to wrap your brain around. Big carriers plus fancy phone offers plus pricey contracts equals fail. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a new phone payment plan with no fees, no contracts, and no deposits. For great Samsung phones starting at less than $7 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable networks for up to 50% less. Turn that brain power into money-saving power. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high-impact. That's Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have Michael McDonald join us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We are closing in on a presidential election, and that means a lot of down-ticket races are going to be influenced by what happens. And joining us is Michael McDonald. Michael, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, my man, how you doing, buddy? You sounding great.
We're just having fun in our new home here on AM 670 KMZQ. What's going on now? You know, we've got kind of a modified shutdown that's going on in our state. But from a political standpoint, are candidates doing all the things they should be doing?
Yeah, and we got so much. The state's doing so much to infuse to get out the vote for our down-ticket candidates. We got a lot going on. You know, the main thing happens here is the same thing happens every election. It's the problem with the Clark County leadership. You know, we got to stop these firing on Republicans. You know, Republican-on-Republican violence always hurts us. You know, we're fighting against the Democrats, not each other. So we need to focus and make sure we're going after Democrats because we got some great candidates that are going to make a big difference when they get to the legislature. And we have to focus on returning our current legislators that are running for re-election. That's the key. And I think right now we have it. Everybody needs to come together, stop with the backbiting and the backstabbing, and move forward.
And am I right that you did an amazing job? I've had a chance to meet and talk with some of your assembly candidates, and some of these people are just superb people. Did you change the way you vetted?
We have some really rock stars. No, I think we put it out there when we were putting this together to try and find find the right candidates. Again, we looked to the local, to the county, and they kind of passed it back to us. So. You know, having the team of like Jeremy Hughes and Joe Weaver and Joe Lett and the people, everybody involved in there, it's so strong. Have Jessica Hansen as a executive director. It's so strong to have that type of leadership that reflects new people coming in. These are people that ran campaigns nationally. They ran the big campaigns throughout the state. So have that type of leadership definitely reflects on where we are in the state right now compared to where we were, say, in 2012. So it's such a great thing. You know, Jesse Law has been doing his magic, and we're getting ready for Election Day, get out the vote. So many things are happening. We're prepared for it.
I want to ask you, you talk about get out the vote. Do we know yet, and who will make the decision if we go to an all-male ballot? And by the way, would you be okay with that or not okay with that?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think, you know, I like to be out in the public. I mean, the president was on TV today in his press conference saying, you know, it's about taking care of yourself, self-responsibility, wear your mask, distance, social distancing. He's always done that. Even before this pandemic has always come out, he's always been cognizant of possible germs and passing germs. So having him and that type of leadership saying, look, we want to be interactive. You cannot shut down society and what's happening now. You know, several people have discussed with the school district. You know, Kevin Child, who's on the school district before, is looking at to see what's happening with the school district moving forward. So, you know, having that where we have no interaction with each other is not healthy. It's not good. And I think trying to pass the buck that's been happening cannot happen. People want to get out and vote. Kevin, remember during this last election, we had people that, you know, they said it's going to be a mail-in ballot. I was at these polls. We didn't get done until 3:45 in the morning. People were standing in line, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, standing in line to make sure that they got to cast their vote. That says something about the American population.
Yeah, we all want to vote, and we want to vote on Election Day. Is that going to be a Secretary of State issue, or do you see that as being maybe an issue in the next couple of weeks that we might see another special session?
Well, I've talked to Vida Kellers. I was just on the phone with her before, just probably about an hour and a half ago. She's in Lyon County. They're directing up there. They want to be able to vote in person. We have people in Douglas, Washoe, all throughout the counties. I think we know here in Clark, they want to have a mail-in ballot. They went and they went to the next county commission after the failed election that they had. At the primary, it was disgusting. You have to wait that long in line to vote. It's a failed election. At least own it. They went on and slapped each other on the back. Say, oh, we're so great. What we've done, it's wonderful. You know, the last thing you want to have is someone that's in charge of this, we pointed out all the deficiencies. You know, when you have mail ballots that are sending at mailboxes or in trash cans, those are easily collected, and you can, that's where your voter fraud comes in. So they have to secure it. They have to move forward with it. They have to allow it. I mean, it's America. You know, we're not running a Russian country like I think they want to, but this is about getting out to vote.
And the fact that we did not see any malfeasance, or at least we think we didn't, in the primary, that would be Democrat on Democrat. The place you're going to see this is in a general election. Wouldn't it be logical?
Yeah, if you're going to run at it, I think that's when you're going to have it. You know, you're going to see that type of infrastructure. You know, when you look at the numbers, they said 7,000 people couldn't vote, in the last election. So what's that going to be? Everybody likes to vote in the general. We have people that have never voted before that come out for this president. We saw that in 2016. Friends of mine, we talked about it on your show. Friends of mine that have never voted in all those years. And they're like, how does it work? What do I do? How do I vote for the president? They will come out and vote for this president, and they're going to vote down ticket. But you have to have the type of leadership like I talked about, where we're not shooting each other. We're passing a message about getting our Assembly and our Senate people elected. They will come out and vote, but you have to have something for them to vote with. It's very confusing with the mail-in. They don't know when they're going to vote. They don't know how to put it in. You know, 7,000 people in the primary, what's it going to look like in the general? 25,000?
Yeah. Yeah. More coming up with Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. There have been stories in the media about finances and how Republicans are struggling with finances across the state. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, Michael McDonald alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition. Michael McDonald joining us. And I know that as a guy with a wealth of law enforcement experience with Metro and all, I got to ask you, this whole thing of defunding the police sounds bizarre, but they've already done it in New York to the tune of $1 billion out of their budget. Is this thing going to spread beyond New York?
Yeah, I think it will. I think, you know, because you have the socialist agenda that Joe Biden's pushing, you know, the Democrat allies. You know, you got to look at with this whole defund the police. It's always going in these Democrat-run cities, and the rioting and the lawlessness is disgusting what's going on. You know, you see what's happening in Seattle. A dozen of the police officers were injured last week. I mean, this is, you know, violent attacks against the abolish the ICE rallies. You know, they break windows, they vandalize public property, they're attacking officers. I mean, this is something that's disgusting. I mean, this is, you cannot have a city that is governed by this type of chaos. And this is what Joe Biden brings. Joe Biden and his liberal friends want to make this where they're, you know, they're pushing back against police officers. Who's going to come to your house when something happens? You know, this is the type of agenda Joe Biden would bring. This is the type of leadership. He's anti-police. This is something that'll happen that if he's elected, that would drive us down. And I guarantee one thing, no cops, no businesses. Would you come to Las Vegas without police? No, of course not. If you're going to a tourist city, you're not going to come here. There's no lawlessness. I don't know anybody who has booked vacation plans to go to Seattle. They're not going. New York is going to be down. I mean, who's going to go to New York without cops? Are you kidding me? I mean, did they not look at the Roaring Twenties? You know what took place back then? The thugs that took over Chicago, 67 shootings in one day. I mean, come on.
So Michael, how do we get the mob to go home when we're already talking about defunding the cops and sending the cops home?
Right, you're going to send social workers with flowers and candy. Okay, guys, it's all over. Let's go home now. No, that's not what's going to happen. What's happening right now is the good people, the people that have businesses, are being held hostage. This is no different than the mob rule back in the 20s and the 30s. This is something that's happening right now. You have people that are unorganized. They're holding people hostage. They're charging them money for protection. It's a thug mentality. This is breeding for corruption and for people to get hurt. No one's going to live in that type of society. It's going to be something where, you know, if you look back, you talk to people that come from a communist-run country, this is the first thing they do. They tear down statues. They erase the history. You know, they proclaim a figurehead, Joe Biden in this case, and they run it from behind the scenes. This is the problem. You have to understand, cops that are dirty and that are abusive have to be held accountable, 100%. I've said that line 1,000 times. But the other problem is this. Don't judge me as a police officer by someone else's actions more than you want me to judge you by someone else's actions. And that's the problem. You know, they've taken this thing, they've made it a publicity stunt, they've been able to run it by some dirty cop, and they stretched this out, they've raised tons of money. You know, we have baseball people kneeling, you have football players in and kneeling. This is something that's it's divisive to the country, and it's a Joe Biden agenda. That's the problem.
Okay, so in our final minute, how does the president deal with this? Is there a federal role? Sending federal troops to Portland, is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal. Well, if I lived in Portland, I'd want, because since we have a lack of leadership with the weak mayor and everybody up there, that's disgusting. I mean, you have to either take up arms yourself or you reach back to the federal government to come in and help. I don't want to see the federal government come into a city. But if you have someone that weak where people are good, we have two innocent lives that were snatched. The father, if you watch him on YouTube, you'll cry. It's disgusting. He lost his son's life because of the thug mentality which took place back there. You know, it's something that has to change. The president's on the right. The silent majority will definitely speak up. You have to have the police. Trust me, I've been there. I stood the line. I took care of people. I saved lives. I ran out when everybody else was running. When everybody else was running out, I ran in. That's been the problem. So, you know.
This is one of those to be continued. I don't think we're going to solve this today, tonight, or tomorrow. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll do it again soon, and you stay safe out there.
You too, my friend. I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us, talking about defunding the police and a whole lot more. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. R&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000. Coach to 21000.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could do it right now, in fact. Just call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear Kayleigh McEnany. I love it when she's prepared. Jonathan Carl tried to ask her a tough gotcha question. This is cut four. Kayleigh McEnany this morning at her daily briefing. Here it is.
Where in the Constitution does the president derive the authority to send federal law enforcement officers to the streets of American cities against the will of the elected officials in those cities?
Yes, well, what you're referring to is Portland, and 40 U.S. Code 1315 gives DHS the ability to deputize officers in any department or agency, like ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, and Secret Service, quote, as officers and agents. They can be deputized for the duty of, in connection with the protection of property owned or occupied by the federal government and persons on that property. And when a federal courthouse is being lit on fire, commercial fireworks being shot at it, being shot at the officers, I think that that falls pretty well within the limits of 40 U.S. Code 1315.
So that's a matter of protecting federal property, like federal courthouse in the case of Portland. Does he see limitations to that power? And how far does that power extend into the streets of the city of Portland? Are there limitations on that?
So under
that authority to protect a federal property.
Under the law, we believe that agents can conduct investigations of crimes committed against federal property or federal officers. And in the case where you have someone shooting off a commercial grade firework and then running across the street, we don't believe that that extends past our jurisdiction.
I like that. Kayleigh McEnany, I think, is the best. And again, she's been on our show how many thousands of times? Yeah, she's been on our show a lot. But I tell you, she is the most prepared. You know, I love Summer Sanders. Not Summer Sanders, but I'll think of her name here in a second. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I loved her to death, but I thought that this Kayleigh McEnany is like light years ahead of anybody else that's been on the, especially Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer was good as a surrogate for the president during the campaign, but I personally thought he was a lousy. He was not a very good press secretary. He just wasn't. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk about the mob in Portland, the mob in Seattle, the mob in Chicago, the mob in New York City. Yeah, there are a lot of mobs out there. And the question that we have to deal with as a nation is, are we willing to live under these conditions? I contend that most Americans are not going to live that way. They're going to refuse to live that way. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to turn on the news every night on cable news and have it all be about the 53rd day of rioting in the streets of Portland. And the question I ask is, what about the people of Portland? Aren't they ready to rise up and have the silent majority speak out? I hope so. Stick around. More to do. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.